Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Websites. Peter Flanagan in the Irish Times reports that Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, PIF, is to take a minority stake in the company behind Brown Thomas and Arnott's. PIF has struck a deal with Thailand Central Group to own jointly Selfridges Group, the parent company of the two Dublin department stores, as well as London's Selfridges itself, the fund said. The deal comes after Central Group's own partnership with the Austrian mogul René Benko fell apart last year. Brown Thomas Arnott's confirms that Saudi Arabia's public investment fund will acquire a minority stake in Selfridges Group alongside a majority shareholder, Central Group, according to a spokeswoman. Ellie Donnelly in the Business Post reports that the Irish Aviation Authority has set a capacity limit of 25.2 million seats for the summer of 2025 at Dublin Airport. This is the second time a limit has been imposed by IAA, the first being this winter, where it imposed a seat cap of 14.4 million. The summer of 2025 scheduling season runs from the end of March to the end of October next year. In making its decision, the IAA had taken into account of approximately 70 responses received to a consultation following its draft decision. In 2007, on board Planola imposed a planning condition on DAA's development of Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport, which limits the combined capacity of T1 and T2 to a maximum of 32 million passengers per annum, something that DAA now says it will breach this year. Mary Carolyn in the Irish Times reports that a new business structure being officially commenced today, which will allow for a one-stop shop for the delivery of legal services here. For the first time in Ireland, solicitors are permitted to form partnerships with barristers to deliver legal services, and barristers may form legal service partnerships with other barristers. Before this, only solicitors could form partnerships with other solicitors. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, described the commencement of the new legal partnerships regulation as a welcome development in our ongoing efforts to modernise and diversify the offerings of the Irish legal services sector.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.